This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
This is what March feels like.
Perhaps we've never seen a final game with two greater individual players than Larry Bird, the player of the year from Indiana State, and the magic man from East Lansing, Urban Johnson.
Chicago has been dialing the ball.
In his 39th season, the coach himself, Ray Meyer.
There's the man. There's the fond image of Chicago. He couldn't make a daily slip.
Wittenberg, oh, that's a long way. Oh!
They won it! On the dot!
The Cardiac Kids, North Carolina State, has captured their second NCAA championship.
For UNLV at forward, a 6'7 junior from Dallas, Texas, number 4, Larry Johnson.
There it is. Oh!
With emphasis. The Fab Five of Michigan, their slogan on the ride to the finals was shock the world.
There's the pass to Leitner. Puts it up. Yes! Edney going the distance. Yes!
Root for the win!
Gone!
Oh! They did it!
Bryce did it! Falpo has won the game! A miracle!
Williams could tie it with a three! He does! Illinois has made up 15 points in the last 4 minutes.
Chicago, you get the final 14. The Ramblers of Loyola, Chicago, headed to San Antonio.
Georgetown still has one timeout left. The time, 18.
Shot, good. Michael Jordan. North Carolina has won the 1982 NCAA championship.
The tie symbolizes a lot to me.
The madness is real.
I love Sparks.
And now, live from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show with Mark Grody sitting in for Lawrence Holmes. Presented by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Well, 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 what a day. What a day. My goodness. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Look at that. It's Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Holy hell. Mark Grody is with me, Matt Spiegel. We have been here innumerable times. Literally, I cannot count the number of times that you and I and the radio station have been at this very spot. And we've used the banquet hall next door for events, the roast of the Boris and Bernstein show, the roast of Doug Buffone, the roast of Ozzie Guillen. This site has been used for so many great live broadcasts through the years, including our 30th anniversary. Just a couple of years back as a radio station when so many hosts were together, both present and past. So it feels oddly fitting for us to be here on not just an NCAA tournament day, not just today when we'll talk plenty of Bears and other stuff. Dave Wanstead, our old friend, is going to join us at 5 o'clock. But it's also, obviously, Mark, a day in which the Score has said goodbye to one of its most famous, influential, and impactful hosts. Dan Bernstein no longer with the station, as Mitch Rosen just announced a few minutes ago. If you missed that, that is the truth. Dan Bernstein is gone, and we won't shy away from discussing him. We've been advised not to talk about the events of the last week for lots of reasons as those events play out and things continue to play out. But we won't shy away from talking about Bernsey and us and the score and our relationship at times along the way. But we've got a great sports show for you this afternoon, and the score will continue to do what it does, which is be the voice of the fans and the voice to the fans, discussing everything in the consciousness of Chicago sports and Chicago radio and Chicago personalities as we have for a long, long time. I'm proud to be here. I'm proud to have been here as long as I have been. And Mark Grody, I'm thrilled to work with you today. Lawrence Holmes off today for the wedding of Rick Camp. So Chris Tadhill off as well. We've got Shane Reardon. We've got Tyler Buterbaugh back at the shop. We've got Rich Wyatt here. Jenna Duddleston, our promotion staff, our friends from Circa are here. We're going to be at Circa next week in Las Vegas and can't wait. But Mark Grody, I'm thrilled to be with you today, as I always am. But it feels kind of fitting that it's you and me today in some odd ways as well.
It does. And, you know, like there is so many emotions flowing right now with the news that you talked about with Dan Bernstein. I mean, he's one of the greatest Chicago sports talk show hosts, sports or non-sports, that this city has ever seen. He could compete on a national level with other hosts there. So there's no way to deny the talent that Dan Bernstein has. And the fact, too, Spiegs, that so much of what Dan Bernstein has done over his career lives in the, for better or for worse sometimes, lives in the DNA of Chicago sports talk radio, not just at the score, but everywhere in terms of the way he stylized it, the things that he has made okay to talk about. Dan Bernstein, again, whether you like it or not, has had that effect, and it still lives in Chicago to this very moment.
No, it does. It's so funny, man. Like, there's him as a host, there's him as a guy, and to me, it's like he's been a foil for me for a long, long time.
I know, yeah.
And to a lot of people, obviously. But, like, you know, and so, I mean, I used to call, me and Dan McNeil used to call their show the Freight Train of Hate and Indignation, the Boers and Bernstein
I remember.
Because every day the freight train would take off, and it would go somewhere filled with hate and indignation. And some days it'd be a really worthy target if it was Penn State, if it was Steve Alford, et cetera. And I think that's true of Bernsey's style through the years. I enjoy sports. I enjoy life. I enjoy thinking good things about the world. I enjoy finding what interests me and actually makes me smile about the world. So I was a natural foil for him, and we leaned into that because it was all based in realness. But the truth is that Dan and I have grown very, very friendly, at times close through the years, because, you know, we are who we are, you know? And as we age, as you and I do, and as he did, some of us mellow, some of us get meaner, some of us get kinder, some of us get wiser, and some of us struggle, some of us evolve, some of us do not. All of that.
That's the irony, is Dan did get nicer.
Oh, hell of a lot nicer. Hell of a lot nicer.
And it worked for him,
yeah,
you know?
I mean, look, I wish the man personally well, and I've told him that, I've texted him that, I wish him well. I wish... Here's what I want to say. We're not going to spend all the afternoon talking about this, but we're also not going to shy away from it in this moment. I believe that guy has another chapter doing something that speaks to his facile mind, his intelligence, his genuine passions and interests. I believe that he will find some outlet eventually that fits all of that, and I look forward to it.
Are we going to Theo Epstein him? We're going to look at what he does and what he's really talented at and say, no, you have a higher purpose. You should be in politics. When somebody like Dan Bernstein, who could do that, he could have picked any lane he wanted.
And as could Theo.
But here's the essence of Dan.
Yeah.
He wanted to just have fun and do sports talk radio. Now, he did it at times in a very serious fashion, so let's not get it wrong and
it's
twisted
fun.
That somehow he is careless.
Mark,
but this is what he chose to do.
I'm not saying he'll find a better job. Okay.
No. But to be honest, I
don't know that there's a better thing to do for somebody that loves all this stuff and is like dying to express themselves about anything and everything.
Yes, that's why.
But hopefully he'll find something. I'm sure he will.
Yeah. Yes.
It's funny though, because Theo went. It feels an interesting person to think about as we talk about, you know, what life is for people in their 50s who have done a certain amount and then get maybe reach the moment of ending up having to do something else. Theo worked for a venture capital firm, and he worked for the commissioner's office. And then he combined those things into being a part owner of his childhood team.
So everybody's talking like, oh, you should be in politics. No, man, I want to stay in sports.
But he did further some interests. Now he knows the finance world more. He knows the league even more. And now he's an owner.
Yeah, but it sounded to me like people thought that he should be the head of the Democratic National Convention. Or
Of course.
Like that level. Yes. I'm talking about that sort of thing.
Right.
And I'm like, no, and I'm sure Dan could also do that.
Let me just say this.
He wants to have fun.
I knew Theo Epstein was not going to be the head of the Democratic Party when I saw him at 4 a.m. with a block of dark chocolate on his head. Walking through the kitchen of a hotel in Boston. I was like, you know, I don't know if that guy's... But maybe now, I don't know, maybe all bets are off.
Sir, how do you respond to the accusations of the question of going on a bender for the next 2 weeks, sir?
Sir,
do you think that was funny?
Sir, can we discuss the block of dark chocolate, sir?
Do you think that's fun? Do you think that's what the Democratic Party needs,
Senator Schumer, I am not here to talk about the block of dark chocolate.
Oh, man.
I'm not here to do that.
How about if Dan was the press secretary for a president? I'm not saying the current, because I don't want to do any of that.
Right.
I'm saying, like, just in general, he would be a great voice for somebody, I think.
It's true.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, for somebody and something. So, look, look, we know that this is a controversial decision in terms of the listenership, perhaps, but we are here for you. We will still be us. And we've already heard from a million listeners on text, on Twitter, etc. Some thrilled, some not thrilled, etc. It is what it is. That's always been the reaction to Dan Bernstein, frankly. And it's usually the reaction of most of us. You know, there's people that love us, there's people that hate us. It is what it is. It's part and parcel of the deal. I think us sharing how we feel personally is one thing. And again, us telling you that we have been advised to not speak on the events of the past week lets you know everything that's going on. And onward, we will roll.
Speaks, can I say one thing about those people who are hating on this so much and the people who are hooting and hollering and loving that he was fired? Those people with the same passion for this radio station do not understand very clearly that there is no radio station to love without Dan Bernstein doing what he did with Terry Bors and his entire time coming up here. This sucks. It absolutely sucks. And I'm not doing what I'm doing without being able to hear Dan Bernstein.
Understood.
Made me sick to my stomach when I first heard.
Foundation of the radio station.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but the radio station, I'd say the foundation of the radio station was actually Dan McNeil and Mike North and Dan Jiggets and Terry Bors and Tom Scher and Jim Memolo.
Tom Scher.
And eventually all those people, and the station continued. So my point in bringing that up.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm not taking anything away from Dan Bernstein, but I'm saying that I thought there was no way the station would ever continue in that regard.
He took it to a different and new level.
For sure.
That's what I mean. Like modern day foundation.
He stylized Sports Talk Radio.
Understood. Yeah. I'm just telling you that for the first 10 years of my Score life, the question that I heard from people at an event like this one in Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village was, hey, so have you hung out with Mike North? What's Mike North really like? Do you know Mike North? Have you been to Pappy Land? That's what I got for the first 10 years of my radio life. Since then, the predominant question has been, hey, so is Dan Bernstein really a jackass? That's been the predominant question.
And you answered it how?
I'm not going to tell you. But, you know, since then, there have been other questions. For a while there, people would say, do you actually like Parkins or not? You know, do you actually like Danny Parkins or not? People would say, hey, is Shane's act an act, or is that really him? You know what I mean?
Does Haw really lose his mind in Vegas?
Right.
Is he really a problem?
Sure. Like, is Dustin doing a bit, right? I mean, like, all these things.
Yeah.
Like, what does Grody mean when he says Bears?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it just becomes what it's about. And I'm telling you, for better or for worse, in 10 years, somebody else is going to, hopefully, knocking on wood, 10 years, somebody else is going to ask me something different. Or in 5 years, somebody else is going to ask me something different. The score is bigger than any of us. It is. It's bigger than anybody who's working here now. And frankly, it's bigger than anybody who used to work here. I mean, Mike North hasn't been on the station in 15 years, you know? It just, or longer, whatever it is. It's we're fortunate to be riding on a train that has been created before us, and I believe will be riding after us.
Amen, man. I agree, and I'm glad that we got to talk about this.
Yeah, me too. We are at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. If anybody says to you, what the hell do they think? What does Spiegs and Mark Grody think about what just happened? Please direct them via the Rewind app on the Odyssey, the Rewind button on the Odyssey app to the last 15 minutes we've done.
Exactly. And now back to Lipscomb. Let's get back to Mount St. Mary's.
The thing is, I'll let you in on a little radio secret, listeners. Yeah. Sometimes we lead with the big news of the day, and then we bring it back later on with a fresh take, a fresh idea. I don't know that I got another 15 minutes on this in me. I mean... Like, I don't know that we're we're saying the stuff that we wanted to say.
Yeah, no, we did. We did. There it is.
Yeah.
There it was. And now we are here at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove staring at all these televisions. I have to tell you, when I walked into this place today, I guess I shouldn't have been, but just to walk in early in the afternoon and see the place packed and loud and people staring at the televisions, there is nothing like going out or being out in the first couple rounds of the NCAA tournament. And this, as you described it well, or I was like, I'll describe it.
Yes.
It's kind of like a big score living room from all of the times that we have been out here.
I mean, so many stories of things that have happened here.
Oh, man.
Were rolling through my head as I made the drive today and then sitting in the car out front as I gathered myself. How about you, Groats? I've got a story to share, or at least part of a story I can share.
Okay.
You got one?
If I am not mistaken, the last time I was here, it was what anniversary was it? We were all here. We were all doing the show.
The
30th anniversary. We were all here. We had a great crowd out here. By the way, the sober guy, I got in trouble with the boss the last time I was out here because I allowed, I'll just say, as not to call this person out, a P1 listener. That means that this person listens a lot.
Yeah.
This P1 talked me into letting him into the VIP area. He said, nice guy, Grody. I'll take it. Hey, man, big fan of yours. Love the station. You're the best. You're hilarious. I was like, yeah, man, I'll get you outside. And so I took him outside. And immediately, Mitch Rosen sees him. And Mitch is, no. And he's going up. He was going up to, I think it was Layla was out here.
Yes.
There, several people. But I have to say, though, Layla handled it like a champ.
She's a pro.
And this gentleman was being very nice. He was just saying that he was a fan. But apparently, I had let in to the VIP area somebody who had already tried to get in and was rejected. So Mitch booted him and then had a little chat with me about it as
well. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Mark, give me your hands.
Unbelievable.
What are you, Grody? Come on. Come on.
You know
Mark,
better.
It's a big day.
Yeah, you know better. Come on.
Yeah. You know, it's, boy, it's... Groats, that speaks to some truths about our listeners, our relationships, and the possibilities. It really does. Mine is, my story that I think of is a little more embarrassing. Me and Rosner were doing middays here.
Oh, boy.
Barry Rosner, we're doing middays.
Rosner.
Thank you very much. Before the Boers and Bernstein, I want to say it was the 10th anniversary broadcast or the 15th anniversary broadcast. And Barry and I decided to have a beverage at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I think we had another beverage at 1:30. And then the very generous listeners supplied us with, I don't know, somewhere between 3 to 6 other beverages as soon as we were done. And I missed a good portion of the Boers and Bernstein show that day. Missed a good portion. I did have a lovely nap in a storage closet just off the kitchen.
Oh, no.
There.
He's got storage closet bad, huh? Oh, no.
It's not a, I'm not proud. I'm not proud of this. But I recovered. I recovered from the storage closet nap. And like you, I'm not in danger of doing such things these days.
Yeah, exactly. That makes it feel a little bit better.
Today, I can come back in here today and know for sure that I'll have a moment of sober growth.
Yes.
And be able to say, well, I look forward to not doing that today.
There's no doubt about it. It's so funny to say this. I heard a story about a former White Sox player who, when he would go out often, and at the end of the night, they would drop him off back in the White Sox clubhouse because he knew that he would probably not make it in if he wasn't dropped off in the clubhouse. So I like the comp there. I also, if I may, as we're out here at Real Time Sports, this is kind of my territory. You know, I grew up in Itasca, so I don't know how long they're going to be here, so I want to shout them out now. My mom, Jean Grody, is in the house. Hey, Jean Grody, you're in the house. There she is. Aunt Rhonda is in the house.
Not Aunt Rhonda.
Yeah, Aunt Rhonda. That's the famous Aunt Rhonda. She's in the house.
Aww.
And Gerhardt Grody, Gary Grody, is in the house as well. We wheeled him right in here.
That is outstanding. Yeah. Truth be told, I asked you for a ride today, and you were going to give me one, but then you told me you're going to be staying at the parents' house tonight.
We're hanging out tonight.
So I took my own car, because otherwise I was also going to have to stay at your parents' house tonight.
Yeah. So he's my sober friend, Mom. I told you. I got these friends.
All right. Look, just to put a button on it, and we'll say it again. I'll say it again. I'm really disappointed that it came to this. I'm really sad that it came to this. It's a sad, sad day. I want to be clear. Even as I talk about it, the score is bigger than us. It's bigger than me. It's bigger than any one host. I'm very much putting myself in there and putting all the hosts in the past in there as well. But to be clear, in case anyone was wondering, I'm sad. I'm very sad that it has come to this, and I wish it had not.
I agree, and I'm sad for the industry as well, just because of what an important voice he is. And I'll say it again. I'll try to say it better this time. I think he has to this day emboldened, whether they like him or not, whether they know it or not, he has emboldened talk show hosts in this town to go to a different level, to a higher level, to a riskier level, to a more intelligent level. And that's what Dan Bernstein has left here on Chicago Sports Radio. And I cannot wait to see what's next for him. I cannot wait to
see
what's next
for him. Yeah. I very much agree with that. And as I mentioned before, and I told him personally, I look forward to his next chapter. And I'm sure he will find something that speaks to his passions and lets him express himself the way that he deserves to the rest of his career.
Him and Dan McNeil on a podcast.
Oh, goodness. That's Mark Grody. Sorry. I'm Matt Spiegel. Wish you were here, Lawrence Holmes. Wish you and I had a chance to talk about this, but I'm glad you are there at Rick Camp's wedding.
When are we going live to Rick Camp's wedding?
And why were we not invited to Rick Camp's wedding?
Exactly. I think there are a lot of reasons.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
We'll go over those throughout the afternoon. Yeah. Ryan McGuffey's going to join us later to talk some White Sox baseball, the co-host of Inside the Clubhouse. Dave Wanstead will join us later to talk about a lesson that I admitted I learned way too late about football yesterday. We'll get Grody's thoughts about that along the way. There's a draft option at number 10 that Mark Grody is intrigued by. I'm a no on this, but it's a popular option, so I want to discuss it with you. The sports hobby industry may have been revitalized and revolutionized by a $1 million sale that took place in the last 24 hours. There are fun ways to bet on this tournament we've got to discuss, and we're going to do that next in a matter of moments. And Grody's got a comp for something local that could happen. All of that is next on 670 The Score. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show. Spiegs and Mark Grody with you at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. Thanks to Circa Resort and Casino. If you're here, go see the folks at the Circa table. Sign up, download the app. They've got gear for you right over there. Keep it here on 670 The Score.